This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Says here he was drinking with Katy Perry when she suddenly pulled forward his waistband of his trousers to reveal his penis.
Ooh.
And balls.
Well,
I said and balls.
Like, yeah, right.
They said genitalia or genitals, but you know, I gotta dress it up a little.
Of course.
It says here, Claus has come forward to make his claims 9 years after the pair shot the video together for Katy's 2010 hit Teenage Dream, fantastic song, in which he played her love interest. I don't know if you've seen this video, Will, but it's very spicy.
Mm.
I like it a lot.
Nice.
He's really hot. She's really hot. I'm believing it. I like it. And this is hot Katy Perry, you know. This isn't weird.
This isn't weird short hairdo.
Yeah, this isn't like whatever affected Miley Cyrus that bit Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katy Perry. This is hot Katy Perry. So apparently he's come forward, and friends of Katy are furious with this man for lying about one of their gal pals and describing his allegations as, quote, bull.
Mm.
Bull. BS. All right? Katy's the first global female star to face sex allegations since the Me Too scandal erupted across the film and music industries. Does anyone even care? Would be my first question.
Nobody cares because it's a crime against a man.
Right.
Nobody. There's different circumstances and different way we view these crimes when it's a man.
Sure.
And I got to be honest with you. Like, I don't think it's right, and I don't think it's cool that she allegedly did this, but I'm also kind of like, big deal.
Walk it
and
off.
I shouldn't be.
No.
I should be saying she needs to go to prison.
Yeah.
If that's what we're going to do, if that's a game we're playing now in the culture where you just believe every victim that comes forward and just kangaroo court, they're canceled at the very least, you know, maybe not go to jail, but their career's over.
Right.
And they can't do it anymore because they're privileged. We got to take that privilege away. Then Katy Perry needs to be canceled, right? I don't want to do that, by the way. But if that's a game we're playing.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to be equal, you know? And if we don't like double standards when they don't favor females, then we need to cancel double standards when they don't favor males as well.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, women are empowered now. They're strong. They want to be treated like equals, but then when they're treated like equals, they have a panic attack. A lot of these people. There was that chick that I remember posting this on the page last week. She was some InfoWars dude was at one of a Trump rally or something, and he was interviewing people, and this woman was like a protester against Trump, and she grabbed his junk.
No,
grabbed
can't do
it
that.
And like squeezed it, and he went, "Hey, you just assaulted me." And she goes, "Well, arrest me then." He goes, "Okay." And had her arrested.
Good.
And then she went to jail.
Good.
For that. And I was kind of like, that seems like an overreaction. But if you switch roles and some man groped some woman's, grabbed her pee, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I wouldn't be cool with that. I'd want him dead.
I don't think that is an overreaction because those are the rules. Those are the standards that we're setting. And it can't be, you know, one size fits females. It's got to be a one size fits all sort of a thing. You know?
But they don't want. That's the thing, though. Like, I don't think these people think it through. They have a thing that they want, and then they don't look at the repercussions from that. Like, what's going to come after that? They just go that this one thing's good.
Right.
You know, I get that, and there's going to be other instances that occur. The straws thing, right? Here's a good example of that. They wanted no more plastic straws.
Oh, right, right.
So McDonald's got rid of the plastic straws. Then they got, good. We're using yet less plastic. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the repercussions for that were you can't recycle the paper straws now. So they're just going in the trash.
Yep.
And you cut down trees to make the paper. So you didn't think it through.
Mm-hmm.
You just had an emotional reaction. You wanted this thing. You got it.
Right.
That's why we need to talk about this stuff and have experts who know what they're doing. We don't know.
Right.
You and I don't know what the hell we're doing.
And one more on top of that, Starbucks did the same thing, and then they made plastic lids that were using even more plastic.
More plastic.
Right.
Unbelievable.
I also think that just based on principle alone, I think that we should also be encouraging men that if something like this happens, that they need to come forward based on principle, right? Because I feel like if I were, you know, not, I'm going to take myself out of this. Hold on. If you hear about something that happens, right, and your reaction is like, who cares? Whatever. Which is, I get it. I understand it because you don't feel threatened. It was just something that was kind of rude, tasteless, inappropriate, but nothing that made you feel threatened. You're kind of like, just walk it off, buddy. Like, who cares? But that sort of attitude creates more of a double standard. So if we do hear of this happening, I feel like we need to even the playing field and encourage people that were sexually harassed, assaulted, molested, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter their gender or their sex, whatever. They need and should be encouraged to come forward so that this is the new standard. This is the new gold standard, the new status quo, not for women or for men, but for everybody. Because that's what we want, right? We want equality. Isn't that the goal of everything?
That's what they say, but no, I don't think they do want equality. They don't care about rape, and only if it's a woman. If it's a man being raped, you know, in prison, there's an epidemic of men being raped. Okay?
Right.
But they don't. Yeah, that's not what they mean.
In prison, it's like, what are you going to do? Put him in prison?
And because it's a man that's doing it. So yeah. I think that it's not as a big deal. But if you're against rape, you should say, I'm against all forms of rape. They don't care. They care about the El Paso kid for shooting up the Walmart and targeting certain people. But they don't care that 60 people were shot in Chicago this past weekend.
Right.
They don't care because they have an ideological slant. And they I think they know, like, you can't get everything.
Sure.
So I need to focus on my stuff that I don't like. And there's certain people that they tend not to like. And they just go after those and focus on those. And the rest of them, yeah, that stinks that 60
that's
people were
shot.
That's
unfortunate, but,
Chicago,
like, we can't do anything about gang violence. Yeah. This is something that is in a Walmart that affects all
you
of us.
You don't hear about the Dayton one.
No,
very
or
much,
at least
do
his motives. No, and he was a lefty, hardcore lefty.
It blows my mind
yeah.
that Elizabeth Warren has the balls to tweet about the El Paso shooter and Trump's rhetoric when that Dayton kid was a supporter of hers. Again, I don't want to play this game where we're blaming, you know, guilt by association type stuff that, the El Paso kid liked Trump or whatever.
Even the playing field.
And that's what we have to do. How do you not realize that these things you want are going to be used against you at some point?
Yeah.
You have to be fair.
Right, right. And that really, really pissed me off when I think Beto was the first one to take charge
it's
on that
raging.
And say that, you know, Trump somehow caused the El Paso shooter to kill all those people at Walmart because of his rhetoric. Like, listen, I've brought this up even when in regards to this show. Like, there's a lot of prisoners that listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I pro-murder if they're murderers and I thank them for being fans? No, like, just because a normal person who's not in jail and someone who is a convicted killer have the same taste and they converge on one thing, which is liking Stay Woke. That doesn't mean that we're promoting murder.
Right.
You know what I mean? I say thank you to all of my listeners, including those in jail.
Sure.
You know, I'm not saying I'm pro crime or anything like that, or that what they did wasn't horrific, but I'm saying you have good taste in radio. That's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
It's just they're unrelated, you know, things. Now, you know, with these kid shooters, you know, a few weeks ago, they seem to have an ideology that they focused on, right? But I was even looking into the El Paso one, and he was being critical of Republicans because they were doing it was that trope that, you know, Democrats want immigration for the votes and Republicans want them for the labor because they tend to be
sure.
business owners and they can hire these
for
people
cheap
for cheap, for slave labor, pretty much. And so he was critical of both. I don't even know if he mentioned Trump specifically in his post, mm-hmm. but he got, you know, radicalized, whatever. This other kid got radicalized, the Dayton shooter, and mm-hmm. his was, you know, he was on the left. He was an Elizabeth Warren fan. That was his choice for president. They have his Twitter accounts, but you don't hear, like, and it's so obvious, too. Like, you hear about El Paso still every day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really hear much. I hear about Dayton because I follow certain accounts.
Well, you're digging for it.
Yeah, I have to look for it.
Yeah, you're digging for it.
Yeah.
So.
And it's like, you know, I'm really concerned about how far this is going to go because there is a war on reality going on. There's people who have control of the narrative that are pushing an agenda in the news
and
algorithms, and it's so obvious.
Yeah, that's obvious. And it's also just as a consumer, like what you decide to listen to. You know, I was listening to NPR today, and they were interviewing this guy who was a liberal, and I had a lot of respect for him because he says, I listen to MSNBC in the morning, NPR in the afternoon, and Fox and Hannity at night.
Yeah.
He's really trying to get the full scope, and he says he listens to, I think he was even listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he's a liberal. But he says, I want to know what they're saying,
know
and that's
enemy.
How you should be approaching everything. You don't say, I hear so many people say, I hate Rush Limbaugh, or I hate Hannity, or I hate... whoever, Biden, Trump, and I never watch him. I never listen to him. What? Why?
So dumb.
And how do you know what they're saying? And how do you know that you don't agree with it? Like, you need to know your enemy probably better than your friends so you know what you don't believe. I do not stand for that. I do not agree with that. You want to, I always just try to introduce as much as I can to myself so I can get a better idea and really focus in on what my values are, what my goals are. And so when I come to present myself, I'm more sure of what I believe in and what my values are, and there's not a lot of blurriness. I hate things that are, like, blurry and there's a lot of hypocrisy. Like, my goal when I try to do this show, and I'll tell you if I'm confused or if I'm mulling over something, but my goal is always to try to get a clear enough picture where I can say, I think this is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I think this is the most moral thing to do out of everything. Of course, there are trade-offs, but I think that this is the best option that we have. So I always try to come to the table. I know you do too, Will. You know, I don't have an agenda. I don't care. I just want to know the truth. And in order to do that, you need to listen to as much as you can so you can kind of hone in on what might actually be the case.
And you got, and the most important thing out of that too is if you are not doing the research yourself, you're depending on a journalist to tell you what's going on. And you're trusting them to give you the truth, and a lot of 90% of them have an ideological slant and an agenda that they're trying to push. You have to do your due diligence here.
Yeah, and it's time consuming, but it's rewarding. You know, I feel like I feel like I know nothing, but I know more than most. And at the very least, I know the questions to ask. You want to get yourself at least in a position where you know the right questions to ask, so you can kind of narrow in on what it is you actually believe, because sometimes people are so out of the loop they don't even know where to start asking questions. Like, they're all, you know, they're in cloud nine, and at least we're on the same planet, you know. Anyways, we got to get going. Will, do you want to plug something quickly that's not your anus?
Yeah, hmbradio.com. check it out, dog. Okay, bye.